Colin's been waiting. G'day, Cole.
How you going, Luke? How are you?
Good, Colin. Tell me, are you married?
Yes.
How long now?
Be inwards of 25 years.
Okay, that's a fair innings. That's pretty good. Tell me, if your wife's name, what's her first name?
Deborah.
If you met Deborah, say last year, and you're a year into the relationship, how long did you know Deborah before you married her?
We almost went to school together. A couple of years difference in age, but we've known each other since school.
Oh, well, that's lovely. So you knew her. Okay. But let me ask you, would you get married tomorrow? Is marriage necessary in the year 2021? What are your thoughts?
Look, my thoughts are that it didn't really make much of a difference to me, but it's always been important to Deb, but I think that's a female thing. I think a lot of females grow up, you know, wanting that dream of having the nice wedding and things like that. But personally, it didn't faze me, but that's not to say that my feelings for her are any less. But I'm glad we got married because it's rounded everything off. It's nice to be able to call her my wife and she could call me a husband. But
couples do that now anyway, even if they're not married.
Absolutely, they do. Absolutely.
And if you live with someone for 12 months, legally it's all the same. I'm just wondering, is it necessary to get married in this day and age? More and more young people are choosing not to because it's very, very expensive, but also they're choosing not to have kids. And I guess one of the main reasons you get married is to have children, is it?
Well, look, I think it's, for me, I'm old school. So I think traditionally, I like tradition. So I just think whether it's necessary or not, you know, it is up to my daughter just got married last year in COVID, and the COVID was the best thing that ever happened to us because we cut the wedding right down.
Mm-hmm.
And it was a beautiful wedding up in Byron Bay because it was a lot smaller. But back to your question, I think it's nice. I just think with the way kids are today, I think we should be holding on to, you know, a little bit of old school tradition. It's just, you know, it seems to me that's how it should be. But
I'm looking at my cousin. Well, I call her my cousin. She's actually my cousin's daughter. So what's that? Is that second cousin? Anyway.
Yep.
I feel like she's my niece. But anyway, she was going to get married later this month. I think it was going to be this weekend. And they'd planned it for 18 months. It was a destination wedding. And it was going to cost a fortune, 300 people. Now, this is a young couple in their mid to late 20s, both professional. I mean, they've both got very good jobs, but 300 people fully catered, a lunch on the first day, a rehearsal the next night, the wedding on the Sunday. It was going to be massive. Now, they decided to postpone it possibly for 12 months because of COVID. Because when it came to booking this venue, at that point, New South Wales was in lockdown, especially the northern beaches. So they made a decision and they shut it down. Do you know what? I reckon they're better off doing what Gary did and just having a barbecue, see who turns up, and then save that money.
Oh, exactly right. What an awesome idea that was.
Wasn't that a great idea? He's almost caller of the week, Gary.
But let me tell you something else, Luke. Like, you know, a lot of my wife's Greek, okay? So
yeah.
It was important to her families and their traditions. They love getting together and having the big do. I couldn't afford a big wedding, but we didn't have a big wedding, but we still had all the relatives there. And it's just so important to certain nationalities to have that families all together. It's usually a great day. Like, it's just one of those things. It's not for everyone, but for a lot of people, it's just such a real special day.
What a great movie, eh?
Eh?
What a great movie. My Big Fat Greek Wedding. Was it like that?
Not quite.
She's a genius, that Nia Vardalos. She's a genius. It's one of my favourite movies. It's one of my favourite movies, and how everything can be fixed with Windex.
Absolutely.
So it wasn't quite like that.
Not quite like that, but it was... I mean, me being an Aussie and experience and going through having all the Greeks there, and you know, they overwhelmed my family, my side of the family. But
did they push food on them?
Oh, absolutely, they do.
What do you mean he's a vegetarian? He don't eat no meat. That's okay. He can have lamb.
Like, they make you feel so special. Like, it just, it's, they made all my family feel welcome, and you know, I'm glad for a bloke that really didn't care if he got married or not. I'm so glad that I did, because it was a day I'll never forget. You know what I mean?
Well, you've just breathed a little bit of sunshine into the morning that was all doom and gloom up until your phone call. You're in the running for caller of the week too, Cole.
Good, good, good.
What's your wife's name again?
Deborah.
Deborah. And does she speak Greek?
A little bit. She was born in Australia, but her parents were, you know, deep Greeks.
Yeah.
But she hasn't really. She swears at me in Greek. That's about the size of it.
That's all you need.
That's all you need.
That's all you need, brother. Good on you, Cole. You want to have a go at the quickie?
Yeah. Look, I missed a fair whack of the show tonight, so I didn't get all the clues, but. When you said iconic, and it's just been sticking in my mind, I just thought of NXS straight away. So I'm going to go NXS, Dave Chains.
No, the band is iconic, and I haven't lied one bit, but it's a very, very early song. It's a bit earlier than NXS.
Right.
I'll give some more clues away tomorrow. There'll be a massive clue tomorrow that'll give it away. But it's been lovely, lovely talking to you, Colin. How many kids have you got?
Oh, I've got three kids, all grown up, all doing, you know, really well in life.
You just said that your daughter got married.
Pardon?
Didn't you say your daughter's getting married or got married?
Yeah, Shauna got married this in October, well, just a few months ago, October last year.
Now, how much did that wedding cost?
Well, I put in, she wanted something lavish, but she came to her senses as the time got on, and she decided that, you know, a smaller, more intimate wedding would be sort of nicer. And I put in $20,000, which is all I had, really. And I sold my Pride and Joy. I got a Harley, which I've had a few Harleys over.
Oh, no.
I sold it. She rang me up crying one day saying, I didn't want you to do that. And I said, Shauna, when it comes to you, that bike means absolutely nothing. And I was so glad that I did sell it, because that wedding was, you know, it was up there with one of the nicest days of my life. It was just, I didn't expect it to be so good. The way she laid it all out, there's lots of love between her and Cody, and everyone just was, we were just all taken back by the venue, and it was just a beautiful, tiny wedding.
How old was she when she got married?
She is 27.
Yeah, my daughter's 25, 26 this year. And if I had my Kingswood station wagon, I'm sorry, Holly. I'm sorry, Holly. There is no way I'd be selling it for Holly's wedding. But what do you do when your kids have left home and they've got their own careers and they're earning good money? Is Dad and Mum still supposed to pay for the wedding?
Oh, God, we've had this, I won't say argument, but we've had this discussion on, you know, who should be putting in, what's the tradition these days. But look, I've never been able to do, like, I'm just a blue-collar worker, and I've never been able to do too much for my kids. But I paid that bike off over 5 years, and I hadn't been riding it as much. And I just, when the opportunity came to sort of, when she wanted to do the wedding, and she was so gracious, and it wasn't really asking for much, you know, towards the end, and I just thought, bugger, I'm just going to pay the lot. I don't want anyone else to put in. I just want to pay for what she wants and just do it. But wait, I'll get another Harley. Like, I've had three or four bikes. I'll get another one day. And you know,
said that about my Kingswood when I sold it 25 years ago.
Oh, don't say that.
No, I sold it more than that. I sold it about 30, Jacob's 30. I sold it about 32 years ago, and I said, I'll get another one. 32 years later, I still haven't got one.
That, mate. My dad had a GT, wasn't a phase, it was just a GT Falcon, and God, he still swears to this day, well, if you just had a little bit of foresight, but who has that foresight?
I know. It wouldn't be great to come back in a time machine. Colin, it's been an absolute pleasure. You've got me in tears over this wedding stuff.
Oh, good.
I'm so pleased your daughter's wedding was great, and I hope she appreciates it.
She does, mate. There's no worries there.
Yeah, so there you go. There's another question. Should parents still be paying for weddings when the kids have long gone, moved out, got their careers, got good jobs? And there's Colin sold his pride and joy, his Harley. I got a funny feeling that that 25 or 20 grand you got for your Harley, I got a funny feeling, the feeling you got giving your daughter that pleasure far outweighs the pleasure you had with that bike.
You are spot on. And I didn't plan it that way, but I just knew in me guts that selling it, and I had mates that I've been riding with for years going, what the hell are you doing? And I'm saying, don't even go there. This is just an instinct. It's like my gut was just going, this is easy to sell it. And it was the best thing I ever did. I'm so wrapped that I had the opportunity to sort of say, there's the cash, go and do what you want to do. And I know they appreciate, her and Cardi both appreciate, they're not well off either, they're just battlers like me. I know how much they appreciate it, that, you know what I mean? But I mean, I didn't do it for recognition. I did it because she's a good kid. Some people deserve it, you know what I mean? Some people deserve it. She deserves it 100%. And there wouldn't be a soul that knows us that wouldn't agree with me either.
Wow. I think you are going to be caller of the week. You're definitely at the top of the hat. Thank you so much. You've made my day, Colin.
Well, mate, it was a pleasure talking to you.
Pleasure talking to you too. You take care.
See you, bud.
See, that's a dad's love for his daughter. Unconditional. How good was that?
This is The Night Shift. The Night Shift on the Triple M Network.